From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was in Des Moines, Iowa, Saturday and continued his outreach to African Americans, saying that Democratic administrations have failed minorities. Speaking to a predominantly white audience, Trump repeated his accusation that his opponent Hillary Clinton has contributed to what he called a failed system.
To those suffering, I say, vote for Donald Trump. I will fix it. African Americans, Hispanics, vote for Donald Trump. I will fix it. It will get fixed.
Trump said the delay of the release of Hillary Clinton's daily schedules from her time as Secretary of State showed that she was protected by what he called a corrupt, rigged system. Trump's comments come as he works to boost his image with minority voters amid a slip in the polls. A Reuters Ipsos poll released Friday showed Hillary Clinton leading Trump by 5 points among likely voters. That was down from a 12% lead earlier this month. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton received a national security briefing on Saturday, her first since becoming the Democratic Party's presidential nominee. The overview of major domestic and global threats facing the United States was conducted near her home in New York. Republican nominee Donald Trump received a similar security briefing earlier this month. Major presidential nominees and their advisors are legally required to be briefed with classified information on security matters by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. The goal is that they will be prepared when they assume office. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish-backed fighters skirmished on Saturday with Kurdish forces in northern Syria. The Anadolu News Agency says that two Turkish tanks in the Syrian town of Yarbulis came under rocket attack Saturday by Kurdish militants. One Turkish soldier was reported killed. Three others were wounded. For its part, the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, which is predominantly Kurdish, said that its fighters were hit by Turkish warplanes south of the border town of Yarbulis. The Turkish military began its so-called Euphrates Shield operation in Syria with Free Syrian Army units and coalition airplanes on Wednesday. The goal was to push Islamic State militants out of Yarbulis and to limit the advance of Kurdish forces to the west bank of the Euphrates River. At least 15 civilians were killed in barrel bomb attacks by suspected government helicopters in a rebel-held district of Aleppo on Saturday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that government aircraft had dropped two explosive-packed barrel bombs just minutes apart in the Mahdi district of eastern Aleppo. According to the group, the strikes hit near a tent where people were mourning those killed in a barrel bomb attack on Thursday. The government has denied it uses barrel bombs. Meanwhile, Syrian activists say government airplanes attacked a besieged neighborhood in the central city of Homs, including with incendiary bombs that killed two children and left one badly burned. They held a funeral for some of the victims of this week's earthquake in central Italy on Saturday. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi and President Sergio Mattarella attended the mass. Renzi declared Saturday a day of national mourning. Crowds gathered to pay their final respects and applause rang out as the first small white coffin exited the sports center. It was that of 9-year-old Giulia Rinaldo, who died protecting her younger sister when their home collapsed. Her sister Giorgia was later pulled alive from the rubble. A magnitude 6.2 quake struck early Wednesday morning and was felt across a broad swath of central Italy. Police in Bangladesh say they have shot and killed the man believed responsible for an attack on a cafe that left 20 hostages and two policemen dead last month. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina praised police and intelligence agencies for the operation which killed Tamim Chowdhury, a Bangladeshi Canadian believed to have planned the attack. Two other militants were also killed in Saturday's raid. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.